Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Joy Weekend Breakfast with Paul and Ando.
We just played Midnight as our weekend banger here, Chase. And congratulations on Disco Runway.
Thank you so much. It feels like weird that it's out in the world now, playing on the radio.
So anyone who's listening this morning, we're talking to Chase Zira, amazing singer-songwriter based up in Sydney, a friend of the show here on Joy. We're so proud of all the work that you do, Chase. Just tell us a little bit about creating the EP, because there's a lot of great stuff on there.
Yeah, of course. Well, I think what a lot of people might not know is that it's actually been more than a year in the making, this one. I sort of started writing songs not knowing that I was, aiming to write an EP. Mm-hmm. I was just kind of writing them, and then there was a point along the way, I think I had written The Moment and Miss Universe, I think just the two of them, and was like, I really feel like this sort of theme of self-growth and empowerment and stuff is it means so much to me. I love writing about it so much that I want to create a body of work around it. And that's sort of when I decided. And then the other songs came from that decision to make it an EP. So yeah, it's been just a year of writing and also just having really sort of transformative experiences in my own life that I could then put into songs. Which is really cool because I look back on it and I'm like, wow, this song of this EP of five songs is like a diary from a certain time of my life, It's really special. So yeah, that's I guess the creative process. It was just getting in the studio with friends and writing about what I was feeling or going through or wanting to talk about at the time.
Because I remember we spoke to you during lockdown and we talked a lot about the stuff you're trying to do there. And then you've come back and had the most amazing 12 months. I've seen some of the live performances. You've been out gigging and DJing.
Oh, wow.
You really are getting yourself back on the scene. And you've obviously got World Pride coming up in Sydney in the next few months or so. You must be so excited to look forward to what the summer has to offer.
I am, especially World Pride. I mean, it's just going to be such a, beautiful experience, for the community and so many events. It's overwhelming how exciting it is. But yeah, I think I've been putting such a huge I've been prioritizing my live shows so much because as soon as I started writing these songs, I was I want to perform the demos and see how they go in crowds and stuff, and now that they're out, I'm even more excited to keep playing shows and play the songs live now that people are actually going to know the lyrics and that they've heard them before.
Yeah. So, and if people haven't seen you performing Chase live, it's not just you, you've got a couple of dancers. It's a full on, I don't know how you manage to belt out the song and dance at the same time. It's energetic.
I seriously have been doing hardcore cardio training because of it, because I think in the early days I did a few performances not really thinking how hard it would be. I just choreographed the dance and then sung the songs but didn't really rehearse doing them both together at 100%, and then I'd perform and be completely stuffed.
Yeah.
And I was I need to train for this. So yeah, I've actually been doing some intense
cardio work.
Training and stuff just to be able to sing and dance at the same time, which is I guess what all of the Beyonce and Ariana and all of them, they make it look so easy, but that's
it's actually a workout. Yeah, because what Barbara Streisand does is has breaks in between her songs because she gets so pooped. But I think your, dance and movement's been part of your life way before song, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think it's a certain type of cardio that my body's just trained to do. You know, it's a different type of breathing to swimming or something. It is, but it is hard when you want to give 100% to the dancing and to the singing, but you kind of need to leave a little room in the tank for both. But yeah, I try not to do the breaks in between because I want to do really cool produced transitions in between songs and choreograph those too. So I'd rather my approach has just been do what looks best for the show and train to just make it happen rather than doing what's easy for me.
Yep. And Chase, are you going to be down in Melbourne at all in the summer months, Chase? Are we going to get to see you down here to perform?
I was so bummed. I was there for 12 hours at the TikTok the NAMM Creative Festival, and I really wanted to pop by, but it was just such a shame I was there for such a short amount of time.
Mm. We should say this. This happened a couple of weeks ago, and Chase was down here and like doing this amazing event, and we were trying to get a hold of you, and it's like, oh, too short.
That was a bummer that it was such a quick stint, but I'd love to come back probably in 2023 is when, like, you know, I think towards the end of this year, everything's pretty crazy in Sydney, lots of DJ gigs and stuff happening. But in 2023, I'd love to, you know, I guess perform more, travel around a bit more, playing shows and like really focus on playing and performing this music before releasing anymore. So I have all of my fingers and toes crossed that I'll be in Melbourne.
So do we.
Well, awesome. We would love to see you. As you know, you're always welcome here at Joy. Congratulations again with Disco Runway. It's a great EP. If anyone hasn't seen it, jump onto wherever you download your music from and take a look. There are some amazing tracks there. And to build on the success of the stuff we've seen from you so far.
Oh, thank you so much. I always love chatting with you guys. We have very genuine interest in the music. I love it.
Thank you. We're talking to Chase Zera there. Chase, congratulations again, and we'll talk to you soon.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.